The following paid program is furnished by Recovery Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Recovery Radio, the first radio show in Rhode Island to offer useful information for the purpose of helping men and women suffering from alcohol and other addictions. Recovery Radio's goal is to raise awareness in the state and is dedicated to improving the outcome of those with addictions. Recovery Radio, hosted by John Tassoni, is presented by Phoenix House of New England. Call John now at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790. Now, John Tassoni.
Welcome to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. What a day here in Rhode Island. Anyone want to go outside and watch the eclipse? We did it right here from the radio station. My guy, Ed, covered both of my eyes and made me look out the window. And I saw moon over river water. Ed, thank you for helping me out there. That was great. Great job. We're going to talk to Bob Hodling today. And Bob is one of my guests here on the show. Wealth of knowledge. He's like the guru of substance abuse in Rhode Island. So, Bob, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me back again. I love coming here, and this is always a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. I want to talk about your youth-to-youth conference you had a few weeks ago up at Bryant University. Very well attended. I think they said you had 530 youngsters.
550 people, yeah.
Yep. So tell us what the conference was all about and what happened.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this was our 29th Eastern States Youth-to-Youth Conference. And for those of you who don't know what Youth to Youth was an organization that was created out of an organization called Comp Drug in Ohio back in the early 1980s. I started getting involved with it when I became the director of the East Greenwich Drug Program. And prior to me taking my present position, I had worked in prison systems. I had worked in halfway houses. So I was desperate to find ways to connect with young people. So I hopped on a bus with about 40 or 50 kids, went out to Granville, Ohio, for this youth-to-youth conference. Absolutely fell in love with it. More important, the kids that I worked with fell in love with it. After going out there for 5 years, we sort of franchised it and decided to take it back here to Rhode Island. Basically, it's a youth substance abuse prevention leadership conference. Our particular area will take in people from the mid-Atlantic states, all of New England, but every once in a while we get specialty areas like Jamaica, Bermuda, the Cayman Islands, and it's a combination education, an experience, an opportunity to meet viable role models, have a lot of fun, and meet kids and steal ideas from people from all over the country. Mm-hmm. It's a blast, and it's one of the cornerstones of what we do in East Greenwich.
So what are you hearing from the kids at this conference? Are they telling you anything that may surprise you, anything that may concern you, anything that things that are happening in other states and other areas that we have not seen here in Rhode Island?
John, that's a great question, because one of the things that Youth to Youth serves for me, not only is it a great program, but it's also a barometer to gut, you know, to check yourself as to see what other communities and other states are doing. I think that what you're hearing from a lot of kids today is the alienation, stress disorder, not fitting in type thing. I think that that's very, very big. What you're hearing from adults in other communities is, again, what you're hearing nationally, significant concerns about opioids, prescription meds. And then there's also some consternation about mixed messages with marijuana. But one of the things that stick out, even for those kids who were not using or not experimenting, is the alienation, stress, depression type situations that are going on. That's pretty prevalent.
So, as young adults, seeing up and down the East Coast of what's transpiring in their areas, is there any one area that they've raised red flags where they're having the issue of overdoses more prevalent than others?
Yeah, I think that's what's happening now is when you go back to how we handle some of our problems, I think that, again, when you get to be my age, it's all, you're always saying when I was a kid or at a certain other time in your life. But I think that what's happened over the last 20 years, there has been an erosion of kids being able to have emotional coping skills. There's been an erosion of people trying alternate remedies in terms of how to handle pain. And I think what people are beginning to, what you're beginning to see now are individuals who have lost some of the rudimentary skill set to how to handle emotional situations, but also are very quick to go to a medicinal intervention when it comes to them handling physical pain. So, for example, you know, it's not that they avoid chiropractors or stretching things or changing dietary things, but I think that we've created a mindset in our culture that there's a pill for everything, and some people see that as a shortcut. So again, for me, the thing that I see that sticks out and what we try to reestablish at Youth, we try to reestablish interpersonal skills, skills that enhance communication, critical thinking, because those things to some extent have been put by the wayside. And I think that the end result of people jumping very quickly to medicinal interventions on both the pain side and the emotional anxiety side.
Even as young adults, are we seeing that?
Yes. Yes.
I know that people who are 26, 27 are looking at it a little bit different than the people who are in their 50s. You look at the progressive young people today, think it's okay to legalize marijuana. It's okay to experiment. Now, whether they're using that information to cope with today's society, and by the way, I mean, my opinion, the world is upside down right now. The United States is getting progressively worse. You see what's happening on TV. We have more things to worry about than worry about statues.
Absolutely.
That are out there. We have kids and young adults dying every day. We had 1,000 overdoses in 6 months a year in Rhode Island. And we'll worry about a statue because of the Civil War and the way people are looking at the world today as an upside-down fried egg.
Jen, you bring up a number of good points in that statement, because on the one hand, when you were talking about young adults, some of the most vulnerable people I'm seeing now are in the age group of the 21 to 35-year-olds. We just lost 3 young people in our community who were East Greenwich High School graduates, who were anywhere between 26 years old and their early 30s, due to the abuse of opioids. This particular group has grown up enculturated to the whole overemphasis on prescription meds. They now, because they have some of their own insurances and access to medications, don't have to worry about their parents checking up on them. And it's an enormous tragedy. I'll be reporting on this to our local town council on the 28th. So on the one hand, the 21 to 35-year-old people, young people, are extremely vulnerable. As far as our culture, and when you know, just watching TV and listening to the radio, how we communicate with each other, how we problem solve, our politics, it's very raw out there. And when you're looking for guidance or you're looking for leaders that are demonstrating competency and demonstrating viable ways of communicating with each other, and your leaders are excoriating each other, your leaders are flying off emotionally, or your leaders are espousing racial type things where they're castigating certain populations. Don't forget, the young people are watching this. Young people are the next generation. I just hope they're not saying that this is how you're supposed to politic. This is how adults act. We got to go back and really reflect upon, and I'm really glad you brought that up in the statement, is the cultural norms that we've created, how we talk to each other, how we handle problems, how we communicate, how we recreate. All of those things are causal factors that lead to an exacerbation of the substance abuse issue.
Mm. And it's going to get progressively worse. I can see it. The problem is that you look at what we have at the top and how it trickles down to our level and how we have the people looking at substance abuse and mental health issues as a way to escape the problems. I was in the town hall today, and the secretary said to me, you should have been here last week. There was a guy that came in and thought all these cameras, like in Stop and Shop and the bank, he was being spied upon by the government. And he thought that the government wanted to take his tax bill and wanted to do this, wanted to do that with what he thought. Because everything is on film today, it's just crazy. I mean, obviously he had mental health issues, but he's not the only one that thinks that way now.
Well, and that's probably been the biggest change for me, especially with young people, but it's obviously filtered over into the adults. The biggest change that I've seen in the last 10 to 12 years has been the proliferation of individuals who are expressing and or manifesting issues pertaining to mental illness and mental health. And on the easy side, and I don't minimize it by being easy, but there's the anxiety, the depressive illnesses. But I also think that that gets exacerbated when they don't get into treatment. They don't, they're actually encountering all this vitriol in the press. The pace of life continues to get more and more, it gets quicker all the time. To some extent, I actually think we've got a dichotomy of two problems. On the one hand, we have a significant substance abuse problem, you know, ranging from marijuana and the opioids and other drugs. But the other problem we have is we have an existential philosophical problem about how we're going to live our lives, what we value, how we relate with each other, how we communicate with each other. And human beings, even Aristotle said that man is a social animal, but we're sure not acting social now. We sit in our silos, feeding ourselves information to confirm a preconceived notion as opposed to affirm right and wrong. So there's a lot of isolation. And when you've got isolation, you got a little bit of anger, you're setting yourself up for a dynamic to exacerbate some of those mental health things that you were talking about.
Let me ask you this question, too, about the telephone today, the cell phone.
Sure.
The text messages, the emails. There's no, as we talked earlier, there's no personal contact between one another. And it's very easy, like we saw that case, I believe it was in Massachusetts, where that girl kept telling her boyfriend, go ahead, go kill yourself, go kill yourself, go kill yourself. Now's the time. Get back in the car. Do what you need. She wasn't there. Everything was done by the phone.
You bring up a great point. There was a gentleman that wrote a book a number of years ago. It's called On Killing. I think his name was Goldman. And it was talking about as technology advances and killing can be done by drones far away, that interpersonal dynamic makes it easy to kill somebody, that you're basically killing them in a video game. I think what happens now, because many people, especially young people, have the majority of their relationships conducted in cyberspace, and you know, when you're looking in somebody's eye and you're telling them to kill himself and to put themselves into a car and asphyxiate himself, that's a pretty hard thing to do. But when you're hiding behind characters on a screen, or and you're so hurt yourself, but there's that detachment of the of a personal dynamic, things get a little bit easier. And that's why you can say things on the computer. For all the tremendous advancements that computers and technology offers us, sometimes the technology gets a little ahead of our emotional ability to handle it. You know, you figure we can put people on the moon, we can cure cancers, but to some extent, are we all that much different than Julius Caesar was or the pharaohs were? We're the same human beings.
Yep. We got to take a break because we got to pay the bills. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. The Lunar Eclipse. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Watch out on 95 southbound. We have a breakdown by exit 22B. That's causing some backup. It's on the right-hand side. It's causing a little bit of trouble getting over to get to your exits to get over to Route 6. So expect a delay on 146 southbound from about Branch Ave. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Trying to quit smoking? No luck? Cigarette smoking and tobacco use are the most preventable cause of illness and death in the country. Kodak has been providing effective, respectful, and compassionate treatment, recovery support, and prevention services since 1971. Kodak's trained and certified tobacco treatment specialists use the latest practices and information in a clinical setting that supports your efforts to be tobacco-free. Covered by health insurance? Call Kodak today, 275-5037. That's 275-5037.
Bridgemark is a treatment program that offers residential, outpatient, and intensive outpatient services. The residential program serves adult males suffering from chemical dependency. The outpatient and intensive outpatient programs serve people struggling with chemical dependency, codependency, gambling addiction, anger management, and domestic violence. They provide a respectful treatment environment to support healthy and lasting change. If any of these problems are impacting your life or those you care about, contact Bridgemark at 781-2700 for a confidential, comprehensive assessment.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Providence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Providence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Providence is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-570-6500. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-570-6500. That's 1-800-570-6500.
Hi, I'm Joan McCallan, CEO of the ICMA Retirement Corporation. Do you know if you'll be ready for retirement? You should. And now you can gain invaluable insight on how your gender, age, and income can affect your retirement plans. You can also learn how to maximize your retirement savings. Visit www.icmarc.org for more information on the National Save for Retirement campaign and start saving now.
Too hot, too cold, too dry, too dusty, or too damp? Sound like your home or business? Call Continental Heating and Cooling, your indoor air quality specialists. Rhode Island's only Lennox Premier dealer and one of the oldest, most respected heating and air conditioning companies. They'll make sure your indoor air quality is the best it can be. Call 233-COOL today to schedule a free evaluation for your home or business. No obligation. Interest-free financing and rebates available. ContinentalENG.com.
Phoenix House of New England, a national nonprofit leader in the treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for medically monitored withdrawal, available in Rhode Island and a new facility in Quincy, Massachusetts. to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults. For teens, we offer both intensive outpatient treatment and comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435. Or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Take your first step to the path to recovery today. Call Phoenix House. Accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone, in the studio today with the world-renowned Bob Hodlinger from the East Greenwich Drug Program.
So now it's world-renowned.
We're going to rocket you.
All right.
Rocket you right through the eclipse.
Awesome. I'll take it.
But thank you again for joining us, Bob.
Thank you.
Obviously, you're a gentleman who I feel strongly about your opinions because you've been doing this for since 1963. Is that right?
Since the Kennedy assassination. Not quite, but for the last 35 years.
So, you know, I respect your input. As somebody that deals with it every day. And there seems to be now a disconnect between the issues of overdose compared to the issue of the Narcan. And here's why I say that. When Narcan first came out, Narcan was used as a lifesaver. But now, I've been told by a number of EMS people, the Narcan is just about worn out as far as it's not potent enough to do the job it was tested to do, because now the fentanyl is stronger than ever. And I don't know how we, as the people that are in the substance use prevention area, can use it as a lifesaver anymore when the potency of what's on the street overrules the potency of the Narcan.
That's a tremendous point. You know, and first of all, I do think that the intent of Narcan was to save lives. Every once in a while you'd hear people say, well, I've had to do it for such and such an individual four or five, ten times, and they keep going back. But you never know which time somebody's going to get it. In terms of the fentanyl getting more and more powerful, that's why I think to some extent, while it's imperative that we save lives and do everything we can, that speaks for itself, I think where we underestimate the value of this dynamic is in the prevention area. You know, obviously, again, how are you going to stop? You know, obviously, you have to advocate for treatment. Obviously, you have to advocate for saving lives.
You know, I want to interrupt you for a second there, your thought, because 45% of the people, the 1,000 people who overdosed since January, 45% of those people refused treatment.
Yeah.
Refuse treatment. Well, so the hospitals are being used. The uncompensated care is probably through the roof. That visit to an ER, if you're overdosed, is probably a good $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 at least. And then the people will just be able to get up and walk out. We have to do something. And I don't know what to do, because the ACLU will probably be all over us if we did it, to mandate some sort of program once you're admitted to the hospital. The mandation of a program, if you come in, Bob Hodlinger, and you have overdosed and we have just saved your life, what is it that people can just walk out the door, go underneath the bridge on Allen's Avenue and do it again.
Yeah, that, I saw that in the paper the other day. That was a startling statistic, and it was 45%. And I think that, you know, maybe if there were measures taken, and obviously you want to get it, had them get it on the earliest intervention, but if there was, if you had one freebie, but the second time around it was incumbent upon you that you had to have some type of a mandated initiative. And I'll leave that to the politicians to sort out, because there's going to be a lot of ramifications to that. But one of the things I think we have to look at, and again, we're in the middle of a battlefield. We're in the middle of a situation where people are dying. It's almost like if we hired, I don't know, the state hired 5,000 more dentists to fill in holes, but we don't teach anybody how to brush their teeth and how to take care of their teeth. The dentist will continue to fill in holes, but we're still going to have the problem. I think we have to go back and explore some of the root causes of this root. I like that one. That was a Freudian slip. But I think we have to go back to look at some of the root causes of what's causing these problems and enhance our early intervention, enhance our prevention, work in conjunction with the doctors and the pharmacies to oversee how we're educating people who are taking powerful meds. I think all too often that we look at prevention as being soft. It's like, it's, you know, the doctors are saving lives, the EMTs are saving lives, and the prevention people are a bunch of nice little people having kite flying contests and telling Jimmy and Susie to go to youth conference and don't do drugs.
Prevention.
Exactly.
We have no prevention. The legislature took all the money out of the state budget for prevention. We put in a bill this year to age K to 12 to get prevention back into school. Ask me how much money they gave us to do that with.
How much?
Zero. Zero. Not only that, they didn't want us to mandate it because they didn't want another piece of mandated piece of legislation to go into schools. But if we don't, go into these schools and start with some sort of prevention, we're never going to climb out of this hole.
I agree with that 100%. I think that's a tragedy. Again, to go back to my dentist analogy, it looks good to fill in the holes. And again, obviously you want to fill in the holes. Obviously you want to curtail the carnage that's going on right now. However, if you're going to stop this, just to reiterate what you just said, you're going to have to go back and do programs where you educate the kids, give them an opportunity to develop viable relationships, viable coping skills, viable information, educate the parents, begin to enculturate the community to social norms, enculturate the community as to how to become more intelligent in terms of handling problems. If you don't do that, you're going to be filling in holes for the next 50 years.
We're going to need a backhoe to get out. Never mind a shovel. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
Do drugs or alcohol control your life? If you're struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is available, and there is hope for recovery. Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island covers many treatment options for members who qualify. Call today to learn more. Neighborhood makes health care easy and offers the lowest priced health plans for Rhode Islanders. Call today at 1-800-459-6019 or visit Neighborhood online at nhpri.org.
The journey to hope, health, and healing guides you to a successful recovery. A full-service outpatient center, the journey treats the whole patient, not just the addiction, offering high-quality medication-assisted treatment, behavioral health counseling, and lifestyle support services tailored to your needs. Experts are on-site to help with any health insurance issues. Call The Journey at 941-4488. That's 941-4488. Get into recovery today.
One out of every 10 Rhode Islanders is struggling with addiction. So chances are you or someone you know is struggling too. The Providence Center has a message for you. Recovery is possible, and the Providence Center can help make it happen. All you need to do is call 276-4020. The Providence Center has helped thousands of men and women in our area overcome drug and alcohol addiction. Whether you're just starting to think about getting sober or if you've been down this road before, the Provident Center has a variety of treatment services that are tailored to your needs. The Provident Center believes that the path to a healthy life starts with a healthy mind. Make recovery possible. Call the Provident Center at 276-4020 today. That's 276-4020 or visit providencecenter.org for more information on the Provident Center services. Major insurances are accepted. The Provident Center. Healthy minds for healthy lives. ProvidenceCenter.org.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home, too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
And it's invisible.
It's the fence that makes sense. Get the invisible fence.
Moriarty's Fence, 800-225-0808. Keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
If it's time to replace your old, aging, fuel-wasting boiler, you need a specialist. You need New England Boiler Works, your boiler replacement and oil-to-gas conversion specialist, serving residential and small commercial properties with free estimates, one-day installations, and financing. New England Boiler Works has your new money-saving boiler. And ask about Navien on-demand water heaters with rebate. So call New England Boiler Works today at 401-256-9249 or neboilerworksri.com.
Since 1988, Fine Time Watch Sales and Service has been the jewelry store of choice for a fine selection of vintage and modern jewelry and appraisals. Fine Time will pay the highest prices for your gold and silver and specializes in the sale and repair of watches on the premises. Check them out at FineTimeWatch.com, located on Post Road in Uppinog, across from City Hall in Warwick. Fine Time Watch Sales and Service. Don't trust your time with anyone else.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. The world-renowned Bob Hodlinger is in the house. And Bob is the executive director of the East Greenwich Drug Program. And Bob, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's a blast to be here.
And we just talked off the air, and we even though we have two guys in this studio, that high school is the longest 6 years of our life. I think we do come up with some good ideas, and I wanna throw this out to you about the insurance companies.
Sure.
Why don't you think the insurance companies want to do something with incentivizing programs? Meaning that if your son and daughter, who is a young teen, attends, we'll just use this for an example, the youth-to-youth conference, and attends a seminar on substance abuse, and attends a suicide prevention class, why don't you think they're incentivizing them to give discounts on driving? When you have alcohol abuse now running rampant, you have substance abuse running rampant, and you have suicide abuse running rampant.
Yeah, first of all, I think that's a phenomenal question, because I think that to a large extent, many insurers, especially with driving, if you take the driver's ed class, they'll knock down your insurance to some extent. I think as a culture, we've been caught unawares. We're a little bit behind the curve in terms of we're just beginning to discover the enormity of the opioid issue. I think that to some extent it's an educational issue, but I think it would make tremendous amount of sense now that we're seeing the proliferation of individuals who are on prescription meds, the proliferation of people who are dealing with substance abuse disorders, for insurance companies to consider the advantages of what it would be like if your son or daughter was involved in Youth to Youth. I'm throwing a plug for Youth to Youth. Or your son or daughter met certain markers where, you know, they hadn't had to go to the juvenile hearing board, or they haven't had a previous an arrest for alcohol or drugs or whatnot. I think that to incentivize it on a health level, because it's decreasing your risk, you know, if you've got a kid who's drug-free or working towards being drug-free, I think it would certainly eventually benefit the insurance companies, and it would certainly be something that they could go a long way in helping to curtail. You know, mommy and daddy are certainly going to like it when they start seeing some of their bills for their kids going down. But also, the insurance companies could be amazing partners in terms of addressing this. But I think a lot of it's awareness. I think a lot of it is maybe like minimizing the full extent
prevention.
Of what's going in prevention. And I think that this would be an interesting piece of the prevention piece, because let's be honest, when we talk about car accidents, the guy who's under the bridge with the Boone's Farm and the brown paper bag, he's not the one that's killing people on the road. The people who are doing that are people who have cars, the people who have access to cars. The people who are now experiencing the opioid epidemic are not your traditional inner city kid. Now you're looking at people who have insurances, who are going to colleges, who have access to cars. Mm. And I think this is something that we have to begin to look at. We should have been looking at it a long time ago, but I think advantages or looking at health pools or health would be, you know, it would be a pretty smart way to, you know, to go about looking at things.
How do you think that, like an MCO, the healthcare providers, when you look at what the state employees union did with United, if you non-smoker, you get some money back. If you took classes online, you get some money back. If you took courses at work, you got money back. To get rid of the co-pays. So why wouldn't the insurance company say, well, listen, my bill, my child's bill is like $2,000 or $3,000. If I want my child to get a good reduction in their premium, they'd sit through prevention class. They would sit through, you know, drivers, a MAD program. They would sit through a substance abuse program. They would go for blood tests. You may be able to get that $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 tag down to $2,500, like they do with school with your grades. They give you a discount because you have better grades. Why wouldn't they go down that road?
Again,
was anybody ever thinking of that?
Yeah, I don't know that much about the insurance industry, but I do think in terms of incentivizing it, it does make a lot of sense. If you're getting people coming to your agency who are making better decisions in their lives, that are putting themselves in places where they're going to be successful and they're not going to be tapping into your pool, I think it makes all kinds of sense. But I also think that when you look at the power of insurances now, because how many kids want to drive cars and how many people, you know, all the people on the road, that would be an incredible incentive for kids. And let's face it, kids insurance sometimes can be a little bit costly. You can knock down $300-$500 would be huge. But in addition, the insurance companies now would become allies. And in a situation like this,
partners.
We need more partners. We need partners in the business world to step up. We need partners in the adult community to step up. And again, you know, in my position, you never have enough partners, because we all know that substance abuse, even though it's affecting individuals, it's also affecting families, it's affecting communities, it's affecting the economy, and you're out and you're loaded and you get in an accident. We're talking about the individual himself or herself, but what about the other individual that you hit and the lives that you're taking and all of, you know, and all of that? So I think that, again, I don't know the complete dynamics of the insurance world, but I think looking at things like that, especially as like you were talking about in other jobs where they begin to factor in whether or not you smoke or whether or not, you know, you take a drug test and you're showing clean on that. I think a lot of that would make sense for young people. Mm. And we'd be creating additional partners as well.
So let me ask you this question. In East Greenwich, are you seeing an uptick on substance abuse?
Well, what usually happens in East Greenwich is there's two or three dynamics. I think over a period of time, one will wane and other will come back. So say, for example, when I first came in, alcohol was a big thing, and it's still pretty big. And you saw some of the things that, you know, like the acid and the LSD and whatnot. I think what you're seeing now is that we've done a real good job with smoking. We've cut the smoking down. I think we've done a real good job in things like cocaine and whatnot. But I think where we're beginning to experience some difficulties, especially with young people, their attitude towards marijuana, and kids who were at one time, you know, again, that whole gateway drug philosophy, that's been eroded slightly in terms of, you got a lot of kids who are now viewing marijuana as like a anxiety aid, and they're self-medicating themselves on that. And then the other thing in East Greenwich, the other big issue, again, and this is beginning to rear its head all around the country, is the prescription med issue that's going over to heroin and going over to fentanyl.
Mm. The issue of PR with this issue with marijuana, that it's okay to use for anxiety, it's okay to use for PSD. They just passed a bill, I think it was last session, pertaining to that to be used. It seems like that every person has got an issue to be on medical marijuana. There was a big Supreme Court case, I think it was in Massachusetts, pertaining to an employee who lost his job because he was smoking pot, but he had a medical marijuana card, and he sued, and he won. So now the company has to take him back. Now that opened up Pandora's box. I want to talk about that when we come back.
Right. Okay, sure.
Because that box is going to be like a freight train. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
Regional traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Still a little slow coming up 95 northbound, but we did clear the crash downtown that had things backed up past 195. That made it slow coming in 195. Still a little bit sluggish as you come on into the split. 95 southbound, busy out of the S-curves. Heavier as you go by Smithfield Ave, stays busy to 146. 146 looking better. You're slow at Admiral Street and on into the merge. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Do you or anyone you know need help with basic needs like heating assistance, food and shelter, or clothing? Or how about after-school programs, family counseling, housing assistance, and more? If so, dial United Way 211 in Rhode Island 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, you've reached United Way 2-1-1 of Rhode Island. How may I help you?
And it's confidential, multilingual, and free.
I was so glad that 2-1-1 was able to help you. Call anytime.
Do you or anyone you know need help with basic needs like heating assistance, food and shelter, or clothing? Or how about after-school programs, family counseling, housing assistance, and more? If so, dial United Way 2-1-1 in Rhode Island 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, you've reached United Way 2-1-1 of Rhode Island. How may I help you?
And it's confidential, multilingual, and free.
I was so glad that 2-1-1 was able to help you. Call anytime.
Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and a leading national medical laboratory that provides drug testing solutions to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. With its main laboratory located in Rhode Island, Dominion Diagnostics has remained the leading provider of drug testing services for the local treatment community for almost two decades. Across the country, addiction treatment providers rely on Dominion to deliver objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Dominion Diagnostics is known in the community for its focus on improving treatment outcomes and enhancing the quality of life for patients and their families. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com and on Dominion's Twitter and Facebook feeds. That's DominionDiagnostics.com. Dominion Diagnostics is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio and is a leading Rhode Island laboratory that provides drug testing solutions across the country to improve patient care and treatment outcomes in addiction medicine. Dominion Diagnostics delivers objective clinical information and unique clinical support, education, and consultation along every step of the continuum of care, from screening to assessment to treatment planning to recovery support solutions. Additional information, news, and resources are available at DominionDiagnostics.com.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
If you're feeling low with nowhere to turn, call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential. 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Take your first step to the path to recovery today. Call Phoenix House at 1-800-DRUG-HELP, a national nonprofit leader in the treatment of substance use disorders and co-occurring behavioral health issues. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for adults from medically monitored withdrawal services available in Rhode Island and our new facility in Quincy, Massachusetts, to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults. For teens, we offer both intensive outpatient treatment and comprehensive outpatient services. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, and a sliding fee scale is available. So give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435. Or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Phoenix House of New England, accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities, is a national standard of excellence. Phoenix House of New England is the proud sponsor of Recovery Radio.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassoni, improving the outcome of those with addictions, AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni, in the studio today with the world-renowned substance abuse executive director of East Greenwich, Mr. Bob Holdlinger.
Bob, thank you very much. I had a great time today.
You know, we talked about a lot of things today. We talked about a lot of to do with substances, parenting, schooling, insurance, overdoses, youth-to-youth conference. 29 years you've been doing it. You don't look a day over 30.
Thank you. You know, John, if I could, just for one second, just to get to your point that you had asked about marijuana, and like anything, I think that people with marijuana, we haven't had that much time to really research it. I also, one of the concerns that it has is that now that it's been medicalized to some extent, it's not a panacea. And all too often when medications are prescribed, they're not augmented by counseling. They're not augmented by skills development. And many times they're prescribed by saying, okay, you've got marijuana, you've got anxiety, take a pill. You've got such and such, smoke some marijuana. There's never been a pill or a medication in and of itself without working on other facets that's going to solve anything. And I think one of the mistakes that we're making with marijuana for any medicinal properties it might have is to expect it to get you a job, to expect it to help you get along with your neighbor. It could possibly be a component of, but the fact that it's a panacea to solve all the problems of the world is not fair to marijuana, not fair to the individuals who are doing it, and it's also short-sighted on behalf of the medical community.
You know, it's funny you would say that. Like, this weekend, there's the prevention groups of releasing some ads about marijuana. So I post them on Recovery Radio and also my other Facebook pages that I have. I can't tell you the rudeness, the outside, I'm trying to choose my words correctly, the outside people that have made disparaging remarks about marijuana and why we should legalize it. Because they think it's the same thing as alcohol. But as you clearly stated, there's no test for it if you're impaired. There's no way to test for it if there is a accident other than a blood test. So there's a lot of things that have to come to fruition. We just can't rush into this. And I'll say it until I go to my grave. You think we got dumb kids now? Wait. Bob Hodling has been my guest on Recovery Radio. Always glad to have you on, Bob. Love to have you on again. A man of your wealth of knowledge, is good to have a friend in the same arena.
Well, I thank you for all your support. You're a big advocate for a number of human issues, and you're a good friend, and I appreciate all your support over the years.
All right, Bob. We're going to take it over till next week. You'll listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. Ed, thank you very much for your fine work in the booth. We'll see you next week.